Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So normally on this show, we have a court-ordered thing where every once in a while we do something nice. Like we'll do a Feel Good Friday, or we'll do like heroes, or we'll just do the happy things. So every once in a while we do something called Simple Pleasures. And you just call in and you go, the smell of rain. The sound of a wind chime sets Tiak off, but whatever. Yeah. We're not doing that today.
Mm-mm.
Today we're doing simple stressors.
Mm-hmm.
I will now step aside and Erica will talk for the next hour.
Everything in my life.
What? Like, so it's got to be, if it's like, oh my God, I don't know if we can pay the mortgage or not. That's not a simple stressor.
No.
That's a real thing.
Sure.
It genuinely, deciding what to eat for dinner every night, stresses me out so much. I was talking about this with Dane before I came to work and I was like, forget it. Should we just eat out tonight? Like, I just... And then that becomes a stress.
That literally causes you stress.
Yeah, especially because I'm like counting my macros and stuff. And so we have to like think about how much fiber is in things and how much protein, and I'm tired of it.
So I agree.
So sorry. Yeah. Nightmare.
I want everyone to understand that's Erica,
and
she's certifiably insane.
Especially today.
You have an abundance.
I do.
Choice.
Yeah.
And love and food. Like, man, but it's like, oh, this is so hot.
It's just to count my macros is at, that might be the problem right now. I'm losing. I'm like, just let me eat McDonald's every day. What does it matter?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. Woo! I'm losing it.
Oh, we're supposed to.
No, you can do it.
Right.
I wanna do a two-parter.
Okay.
Cause it's, the first part is I've been very judgmental of T-Hack because he gets very angry about this one car who parks facing the wrong direction in front of their house. They pull in with the wrong door, with the
like
driver
the wrong
door.
Way of traffic.
Yes.
The sometimes, they're parked along the side of the street, and sometimes you have to pull in, and when you pull in the right way, now the cars, they kind of look like they're kissing.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
And that is a simple stressor for him.
Oh, it drives, it's just, turn around, do it the right way. It's do it the right wrong. Way. Now it's starting to spread down the rest of the block.
And so,
I don't know what's going to happen to the neighborhood, to be honest.
That's part one. Okay. I have made fun of you.
Yes.
For that. To the point that the last time I stopped by your house, parked the wrong way just to get under your skin.
Yes.
That's stressing me out.
Okay.
Yes. That stressed me out.
Okay.
Big time.
Here's where I'm a hypocrite. Do you remember how much anxiety it has and does cause me when people back their cars in?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know why it drives me nuts. My neighbor, Josh, one of my dearest friends, I almost never spoke to him because I'm like, this MF-er is a backer.
Dane's a backer.
Are you in the FBI? Yeah. Are you in the CIA?
Why?
Do you have a go bag? Do you know when we're about to get hit by nuclear weapons?
And it's
you
just easier.
You have to back up one time or the other. It's not easier either time. It's the same amount of hard. You're just putting the hard up front.
So I'll do it now and then reward myself later.
It's such a hard-o move. It's such a hard-o move.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it causes me stress. It should not. Yeah. But when I see somebody doing, especially, I don't know what it is, but like some bars, like the View House for some reason, View House down south, it's just, it's all, you know what it is? It's, I think if you buy a truck that's like an F-250 or above, they tell you, it's like, yeah, hey man, you just can't, you're not allowed to park this facing forward.
Right.
Right.
Like go to View House when you get off the show, go by there. It's all trucks. It's just backed in. It's like a car dealership. Everyone's like, right, right. It's like, what? Stop.
I don't get it. I don't know why.
But I don't know why it stresses me out. It's none of my business. You can back in if you want. I don't know why.
But then it's like the front sticking out.
But it'd just be the ass sticking out. Who cares? But it stresses me. It's like, why? Yeah, why?
Thank you.
Why? It's just because you think you're something.
Yeah.
Like, you think you're in the government.
I used to think that, though. And then I met Dane, and I don't think he thinks highly of himself.
I don't think it's highly. It's like, I need to be able to get out of here.
I think he's just like, I won't hit the curb backing into it if we got a little curb behind our, it's fine.
All right. So we're calling this simple stressors. Mm-hmm. It's got to be simple and it's got to stress you to the point that you're like me or Erica or TX so far. Aaron seems to be pretty even keeled.
Yeah.
What is your simple stressor? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I think I might be one of the few people who uses cash on like a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
And
What?
What the hell is wrong with you?
What are you buying with cash?
Drugs.
No, like groceries. And so when they hand me the change back, because no one else uses cash, I'm like, I have to put my coins here. Yes. I have to put my dollars here. So I'm like, I'm not going fast enough for the person behind me. They're mad at me. I just need to put my,
So use Apple Pay, you idiot.
The bad news is you should be stressed about that.
You're stressing me out using cash.
Yeah.
Why?
You lose it.
Oh, and you have to face the money, too. It has to
I do that later.
Oh,
I don't have time to walk around with
money facing the wrong way?
Because I know I'm going to do it later because I don't want the person behind me waiting for me to organize it all.
I can't believe you use cash.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a budgeting thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Are you like a hardo?
Even when you talk quietly, you're still on the radio.
I know. It's just like so, I haven't used cash in so long.
Hack, do you have one? I handed you your parking one. Yeah,
the parking one for sure. Also for me, it stresses me out every day and it's my own fault, is deciding what shoes to wear. It's a never ending. It's you said
this
earlier.
This is so first world problem. We are on the verge of first world problems here.
But there's
people.
Too many choices. I have kind of the capsule wardrobe, which you'd think, everything goes together. Yeah, everything goes together. Should I wear with these pants or this pants? This shoe or this? What? Like they all go. So there's no like, you should do that. There's no guiding principle of which ones I should wear. And so I just.
There's no like this color is perfect for this.
Yes.
Because it's all.
Yeah. And so I spend way too much time stressing about it. For no reason, because you guys don't care.
I can't see them.
I know. No one cares.
I don't think I can be on a show with you people anymore. Mm. I don't.
Why?
Because you guys are really weird.
You're really weird.
No, because I think we all agreed on the backing in thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's
But true. I don't agree with any of your things. I think y'all are crazy.
I think you haven't tried counting your macros. Okay?
Does it make it easier to count your macros if you go out?
No.
So then you're...
It makes it so much worse. Eating in general
so that's
is
what I'm
becoming
saying.
A burden.
Okay, all right. If you're stressed, now I'm starting to sound like Delilah. If you're stressed, call us right now. The Slacker. Your simple stressors, we want to hear them. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is this okay to talk about, though? Are you... Like when we talk about simple stressors, Erica, do you add them to your life? Like, because you're the most anxious person I've ever met, and that's saying a lot, considering I've met Aaron.
Right. Yeah. It's
dork on this side of the table.
Right. So are you afraid of taking calls and suddenly taking these on?
No, because one text is like something about the way the dishwasher is loaded, and I'm so type B that that's not going to stress me out.
That's dishwasher crazy. Doesn't stress you out? That is one of the most stressful things in the world,
frankly,
for me.
Frankly, none of my business.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's none of your business?
I don't know what goes on. I don't know what goes on when it's closed.
None so that's business. Dane's responsibility?
No. It's none of when it closes and it says wash, that is none of my business.
Yeah, but you put it in a certain way so that things like
as long as it fits. Sloshing around. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. You'll get it.
If you don't do it right and you have things.
I mean, I have certain places, like ideally bowls are on top, but if there's room on the bottom and I ran out of room on top, then sure.
Like cups? Like, do you have used plastic cups for things?
Well, yeah, those have to go on top.
They have to go on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I come home and my son or my daughter has put them on the bottom. And you know what happens if you put them on the bottom?
They melt.
They can melt?
No, immediately, as soon as it starts washing, they go, and then they just have dirty water sitting in like the whole cycle. So when it's done, you open it up and they're like full because they don't stay in. But like the roof of the dishwasher.
This that you're stressing out about means nothing to me.
But then it's not clean. You have to wash it again.
Okay.
Because it's full of dirty water.
It's fine.
Don't act like you're chill.
About this, I am.
Okay. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Simple stressors, what's yours?
Mine is putting on my kids' shoes.
Yeah.
If I don't have to take them, I won't. They're little feet. You think it's easy, but then you're like a wrestling alligator.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a baby. I don't know what it is. We couldn't get shoes on my kids until they were like 7.
Oh.
Because they bend their foot. They do something with their foot, and the shoe will not go on. You have to jaws of life it open. You have to like, and then sew it back together on their foot.
Where is your heel?
Where is it?
Why is it just, this is like, where's the end of your foot?
It doesn't.
Come on, push.
Oh my God.
And you try not to break their little legs because you're like, come on.
And then it's even more straight, like when my daughter wants to put her shoes on by herself.
Oh God, it's never going
to
work.
She wants to do it all by herself, but you could see she's got them on the wrong feet, and you go, "No, don't! You guys switch them for she's
wow. Okay, so you guys relate?
Yes, yeah, very much.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the fact that you're being judgmental makes me want to.
No, I don't have kids yet, so I don't.
Yeah, but you have nieces and nephews.
Once again, their shoes are none of my business.
It's never like everybody's like, we got to go to the zoo and like Aunt Erica help put the shoes on the
it's
kids.
It's impossible. So I give it to their mom.
Okay. All right. What are you on drugs?
I don't know. Aaron just gave me some candy, so maybe, bro.
Don't trust Aaron. Don't just take stuff that she hands you.
I'm not feeling stressed at all right now.
Oh my God. We got to do a high show.
I don't do that.
Well,
as far as
we'll
I know.
We'll be on drugs for the next 8 hours. Jeannie.
Hi.
What are your simple stressors?
Okay, it's merging.
Like merging?
I-70 and 41, people don't get over when you're trying to merge into the highway, and they can get to the left, and they just don't.
I do think they're they're D-bags. I almost said the whole word.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I feel stressed when I see someone coming to merge, and now I got to get over, but if someone's coming, and...
It's not that hard.
It's all stressful.
It's none of my business. You speed up if you want to. You're supposed to when you're merging.
None of my business.
Okay. But if you can seriously get over and you don't, that's kind of just a jack move.
Yes, it is completely. But it's none of Erica or Aaron's business, man.
Whatever,
man. I just want you to know, listen to today's whole show. Because it's none of our business, man. What in God's name is going on over there?
Yeah, and pass it down here.
Kristen.
Yay!
Simple stressors. What is it?
Okay, so we have 3 boy fur babies. They're big, big boys, like a red nose, purebred pit.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just like cute, big, thick boys. So my boyfriend and I just celebrated our 1 year moving in. He was feeding them 2 cups of kibble in the morning and then 2 in the evening, so 4 cups per dog, and 3 dogs. So I started making homemade dog food to mix with their kibble, like with rice and salmon and peas. That way they got, you know, like a balanced nutrition of like a cup of kibble and a cup of the homemade dog food.
Is this stressing you out or are you thrilled about it?
No. Yes, no. I'm meal prepping and I'm making this homemade dog food for these boys. Yeah. And when my boyfriend feeds them, he overfeeds them. So they're now getting like 5 cups of kibble a day along with my homemade, you know, mixture of rice and
are you counting their macros?
Oh my goodness. No, I am so
Kristen. This is none of your business, man. Yeah. Just let it go.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time for news. To know.
News. News.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news.
Yeah.
Or nope.
News or nope. Nobody's noped, right? We're nope free this.
Didn't Aaron nope herself or was that last week?
No, that was last week.
Okay.
So confusing. Yeah, I think we're
all fresh.
Yeah.
I think we're stacked with notes right now.
Wow. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening.
Oh, good evening. There are two baby name experts who share the 10 names they would never, ever, ever name their children.
Ooh.
And Adolf.
Actually not on there. I don't know what their reasoning was for this, but they did a podcast and they said, like, look, name your kid whatever you want. It's just a matter of taste. But they both agreed they would not name boys August, Beau, Porter, Keegan, Griffin, or Maverick.
Interesting.
And they would not name girls.
Hold on. Run through those one more time. The boy names August,
okay. Bo, Porter, Keegan, Griffin, or Maverick.
I know a Keegan.
I know a Maverick. I know a Keegan girl.
I know a Griffin, a Maverick, a Bo.
A Maverick for real?
These names are super Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you name your kid Maverick because of Top Gun, do you think?
Oh, wait. I know
a Maverick.
The family
is, they're in the Air Force pilots, so probably.
So I know a Maverick not like that. And it's a girl I went to high school's baby.
She's named her kid, but she's loved Tom Cruise or something.
I don't know.
It's just such a, you've saddled your kid with, that's the worst.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, for girls, the names they wouldn't use, Olivia, Sophia, Eliana, and Lydia.
And Olivia, Sophia was on the short list.
Olivia and Sophia are the top names like every year. Yes. So I think that's why they're saying that. But Eliana, I think, is beautiful.
Eliana's,
Lydia is a little older.
What's the other one?
Lydia.
Yeah,
kind of making a return from...
Is it?
What is that movie?
Generation? Movie.
Lydia. It's got... Not Wednesday.
What?
There's a movie with somebody named Lydia in it?
Long tangent. The woman, the parents died. They're stuck in the house.
Oh,
you're stuck in that.
You're Lydia. Talking about Beetlejuice.
Yes. Oh. Lydia is a character and that came back with Beetlejuice.
Is Lydia
the daughter, I think?
Yeah, upstairs, who's now Stranger Things mom.
Yes, thank you.
Guys, what are you talking about?
Beetlejuice? You've never seen Beetlejuice?
No.
Oh my God, how are we friends? Beetlejuice?
We're friends?
Yeah, gay. Everyone be careful.
Okay. You haven't seen Beetlejuice?
We've been saying the word a lot.
Yeah. I'm not doing the count, but...
What?
You've been saying the word
we're
a lot.
We're at like number 9.
You're not supposed to say
he
it that
should,
many times.
You should pop in any time now.
But it's the same person saying it twice in a row. You have to go like...
3 times, yeah.
Yeah, you have to say it 3 times in a row. And I've said other words. I can go Beetlejuice, sentence, Beetlejuice.
Okay.
It's got to be like Beetlejuice, right. Beetlejuice. You got to say it 3 times right in a row.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good then.
So can we move on or we...
I moved on.
Those names aren't as bizarre as I expected.
No, the girl ones are insulting, actually.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of Sophias listening. There's a lot of...
I just think there's a lot of...
Elianas listening.
There's a lot. I don't...
Well, thanks for insulting half of our listeners.
You're welcome.
August Maverick, we're sorry, bros.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Martha Stewart is in the news. She has shared her unconventional funeral plans. Have you anybody seen this?
I saw the headline.
Okay.
Unconventional funeral. Mm-hmm. Have any of you guys thought about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like to think about that.
Oh, that's
you know
right.
You're going to die, though, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we're talking about it, unless you're going to NOPE this.
No, but I want to talk about Martha Stewart's plans.
She's 84, and she says that she's going to be composted. She wants to be buried in her property's pet cemetery, where previously laid her horses to rest. And she says, basically, why not? It's not going to hurt anybody, and it's my property.
I know, but
doesn't that turn into soil for other things?
Kind of, which is good. Like, you throw your food scraps or whatever in there, and it's really nutrient or whatever. Mm-hmm. But don't you, like, open the thing, and, like, you can see, oh, the green beans are starting to decay. Like, you open the thing when you throw the next pile, and it's like, there's Martha's face still.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you chop her up.
No,
like, there's not a good way, right?
It sounds like they would dig a big hole. She'd be wrapped in white sheets, white linen sheets, just like they do with the horses, and placed carefully down there and then covered up. And it just, you just
she would decay as normal instead of all of the chemicals.
Yeah, I definitely don't want the chemicals. Just burn it.
Yeah.
I
like it.
Okay.
Martha Stewart.
That was fun. I have a story. Erica's going to die. What? And she wants to talk about it.
No. That sounds like a threat.
Why don't, no, I'm not saying, but like, you should make a funeral plan. Do you want us to party, or do you want us to be sad?
I'm so young. Why would I?
I know, but it could happen.
Dude, I can't. Can we go to Aaron's story,
have you
please?
Ever been? Well, the music has to start first. For some reason, it won't start. Can't get it to start. Have you ever gotten on the one elevator, the freight elevator here, and it does the like, and it drops like half a floor? Just one of the times,
when
it's going to go.
Open.
Yep. I've started wrapping my shelf in the linen sheet before. It's dropped so much. I'm like, here we go.
You just has it on the sheet with you?
Slacker's right.
Could happen at any time.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Some local news. Riot House downtown is closing. Formerly known as Brothers, not working out well. Formerly known as the place where, I almost said the Jersey Shore, not the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah, one of the Real World? No.
Real World, yeah.
Was it Real
World? Where it was there, yep. It just cannot
keep up.
They're
already closing?
Yep. They opened in 2023.
Yeah, and it cost TIAC his job.
It did.
Did, yeah. Maybe give us the building back, Riot House.
No, you're happier at the Brothers
that
South.
That was the number one comment I've seen is bring back Brothers.
Wow.
No, we can't bring back Brothers. TIAC doesn't want to drive that far anymore.
I would.
He'll just go into the Brothers in Lone Tree.
Lone Tree, yeah.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Nope.
Because I heard the place is really cool. I wanted to have, I don't want to say. I was going to have your...
Oh, that's right.
I wanted to have a bachelor party for your man at Riot House. I don't really care about him. I just wanted to go to the bar.
Oh, no.
And have a bachelor party.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm checking the calendar. Today is December 9th.
No way.
Oh.
That means it's our 9 plus 1 minus 2 plus 1. It's our ninth in our 12
Erica's
strays of Christmas.
Attack. I'm getting bit.
Do you want to give the cat to someone who's better with cats?
I think Aaron is probably better. Look, he's so cute and actually so nice. I think he's just a little nervous about this experience. Mm-hmm.
And I also think you have dog energy.
Yeah.
You have dog smell. You have a lot of dog on you
right now.
I think,
too, I want to reiterate, these cats are so tiny still.
Yes.
They're so cute, so tiny. So they're like, they're new to
their. 100%. They fit under some things in the studio that I'm like, you don't go, bye.
I just want to point out, the minute he went to Aaron, he was much more calm.
Mm-hmm. And the hilarious thing is, if you're
so
in the
allergic.
Neighborhood with an EpiPen, just
you
cruise
are?
By. Yeah, she's allergic to cats. So you just, why don't you just hand her some gluten?
And I can't keep track of her list of issues.
It's okay.
So I don't want to ruin it. So somebody say the name of today's kitty.
This is Degassi.
Degassi. And T-Hack did some exhaustive research because it's from the same litter as the kitty who got adopted as part of 12 Strays on Friday the 5th.
Yes.
That was Fabletics.
Fabletics.
Yes. And yesterday was
Kamini.
Kamini.
We don't understand what these are, but you've had the Slacker Show research team look into it.
Fabletics, Kamini, and Degassi are all brands that sell scrubs. For people in the medical field.
Very cool.
That's so cute.
So I'm sure there are nurses listening like, you idiots.
Yeah.
You're
like,
so,
I don't know.
What do we know about this one? Same litter.
Yep.
It's so cute.
Tiny.
What would you call, we didn't really do a good job of describing Kamini yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So like, what would we call this? Kind of tabby looking or?
Yeah, kind of a gray or brown tabby.
Okay.
Degassi looks a little bit like a small tiger.
And just striking green eyes,
beautiful
right? Greenish
eyes.
Yellow eyes that are just.
They're very explorative.
Yeah.
A little Daniel Tiger energy for any parents of young children who might be listening.
There you go.
If you don't think you're ready to adopt a furry friend right now, we totally get that, but it is Colorado Gives Day today. Mm-hmm. So this is when you could, you're going to donate to something over the holidays anyway. Today's the day to do it because we make the biggest impact. And Lola's Rescue is on the list of things you can give to. Just go to coloradogives.org/organization/Lola's Rescue.net.
Yeah, we'll put a link up. Also, their goal is $30,000. So if you can even beat $5, $10 of that, it can make a difference.
I'm going to say this. Last year, Colorado Gives, according to this, gave out $54 million. We're just asking for $30,000 over there to Lola's. So we can probably make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need a forever friend.
Ooh, he's being so cute now.
Yeah, it's also killing Aaron.
Yeah.
So we only have a few days left of this. This is day 9 of 12. So we want you to get involved as quickly as possible. If you want to see all these, figure out how the adoption process works, just text the word strays, STRAYS, watch this, 303-222-5423. And by Friday, we'll have an update on at least 11 of the 12 strays.
So. And I want to say a lot of the strays that we've talked about have gotten adopted. We have all the pictures on our Instagram and definitely go check them out because I am not the animal guy. I'll say that. I'm not like comfortable holding them and stuff. But seeing the pictures of them meeting their new home.
Oh, my gosh.
Seeing people
isn't
it happy
great?
With their new pet.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that.
The full families.
Yes.
With yes.
The best.
Because all of them were in here and had that kind of scared look of like, what's going to happen? A lot of puppies. But even the jailhouse dog. What was that one?
The jailhouse?
No, just the older Rosie.
The
14-year-old
Chihuahua?
But we asked Lola's. Lola's has been really great and brought us kittens and puppies.
Right.
And we're like, hey, give us one. A little harder to whatever. And what was the name again? Rosie?
Rosie
has been adopted.
Yeah.
No. Awesome.
It's like looking at the picture, like just snuggled up next to their owner, like you said, it's amazing. So if you want to change an animal's life, text the word strays to 303-222-5423.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We need to talk about stupid ways you hurt yourself. Okay. Stupid injuries.
I don't want to assume anything, but I have a feeling Erica has a lot of stories.
You know what? Too careful.
Really?
Oh, too careful.
See, wow. I thought it would be the opposite. Right. You'd be so clumsy.
I feel like I am clumsy.
I feel like once you start remembering things, you're going to go, oh, wait, I did do that.
Yeah. We might have an avalanche.
There was a dude who was hiking in China, and he decided to take a selfie from the rocky edge of a cliff. Mm-hmm. Does anyone see where this is going to go?
Yeah.
Lots of likes on the gram.
Lots of... he looked down and tried to snap a selfie, but stumbled and fell off the cliff, disappearing into the trees below.
Oh my gosh.
If you're one of the friends with him, what's your first reaction?
He's gone.
Yeah, I just the thing with your hands, we're like, oh no. Bye. Yeah. Well, we're down like, one in the front. Like, I'm not going over to the edge.
Right, and I can't help you.
Yeah, he fell off the cliff.
No, I would be screaming for help.
I would find a way down.
I would not.
I saw the video and it wasn't like Everest. It was,
you could climb down.
You kind
of could.
He
still fell about 50 feet into the trees below and then slid and rolled a la Princess Bride another 50 feet while screaming, as you wish. It was horrifying.
I wouldn't know that reference.
That's okay. It's not a great movie.
This is going to be a stupid injury for you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Insulting Princess Bride. If you're a Princess Brider, meet me at the station. I'll lure her downstairs.
You hyped it up so much.
It's because... Okay, never mind. So that guy got hurt taking a selfie.
And he lived?
He did live.
Wow.
According to some recently compiled data, there were 425 selfie deaths.
Deaths.
In the 10-year period between 2014 and 2024.
I totally believe it.
Why would you take a selfie at the edge of something that could kill you?
Because people are dumb.
Yeah, you know where I think a lot of this is a great stupid injury, but like your selfie injury is at Yellowstone. It's like, oh, I'm going to get close to this buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it is a bison. It's later, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's stupid. Mm-hmm. When I think of the stupidest way I've hurt myself, I've hurt myself 1,000 stupid ways, but like I think I was a little hammered and I opened a package of spicy Doritos, the spicy nacho.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
And you're just horking them. You're like, ah, 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 ah. I'm like, so, like, you just want food in. And, like, at some point, I turned my hand just enough and I put one in vertically as opposed to horizontally. And I'm just like, ah, ah, ah. I'm just like the weird hungry hippo. I'm like, hungry hippo. Ah, ah. And it just like, and like went almost into my brain. Like the full roof of my mouth was impaled. Oh,
and it was spicy.
The spicy, yeah. Oh. It was the darker red. There's
nothing worse than a cut with spice in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Inside your mouth.
Right.
So it was just like, it's like stuck in there. And you're just trying to pull it out with your tongue.
Yeah.
And it's like.
That's awful.
Ouch. Here's a fun fact. Do you know what they call that part of your body in Brazil? And we should call the same thing.
Like
what do
you
call
where I got? Mouth?
Yeah.
The roof of your mouth. It's so much smarter. The ceiling.
It's called the ceiling of your mouth.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not the roof of your mouth.
True.
The roof of your mouth would be in your brain.
It'd be the top of your head.
Yes. That's the ceiling of your mouth.
You're also correct. We got going here and I thought of one.
Yay!
All right. So if you've hurt yourself in a stupid way, you'll hear Erica's in a moment, but we want to hear your story as well. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I was young, so I don't know how much of my fault this was, but my sister and I were fighting over who got to sit in the front seat on the drive home from my brother's basketball game. Mm-hmm. And she went running. And I was chasing her and she got into the seat and went to slam the door closed. And I put my hand in the door and the door locked.
No!
So my grandma is like screaming and like trying to find the keys and my mom's with her and they think my fingers are gone.
Like cut off.
Yeah, they were convinced. I just, they were all
did
there.
Did you pull them out?
Were, or no,
you
no,
pull
I
them
was
out
stuck.
Until the
I
door.
Couldn't get them out. So I knew they were attached still. And yeah,
I'm sure you were calm and level-headed about the whole situation.
Like, she might have been. She could have been in total shock.
I was like eight. Like there was, I don't think I understood the concept of how bad that could have been. Oh. I could have lost my whole, I wouldn't have been able to wear an engagement ring.
Oh, no.
And that would have been the true tragedy. Yeah, weirdly, I don't think my sister got in trouble for that one.
Really?
Yeah,
because you
I'm
both
just not,
were idiots.
Yeah, I think we both were stupid. So. Yeah.
And you were eight, I think. You're considerably older than that. So you've already thought of one from when you were eight. I bet you have one from every year between eight and this year.
I don't know.
I bet you do.
My neighbor kids and I, when I was also a kid, yeah, I don't play with the neighbor kids as an adult, but we were playing Foursquare and we had all these, we like played extreme where we had all these crazy rules. You could throw it off the house and just all this stupid stuff. And one kid dislocated his knee while playing Foursquare in my driveway.
Oh, that's so
painful.
It's
a non-contact sport.
I know, but he was so somehow twisted trying to serve the ball back or whatever it's called that he
like or try to catch it in the air and like get it before he landed. Oh my God.
And the worst part is that we're only four kids in the neighborhood and we couldn't play anymore. He was all injured.
Oh, yeah, three squares, no fun.
Yeah, no fun.
He really did he have to go to the hospital?
He went home and then that's none of my business what happened after that.
That's, you know what's weird is like, this reminds me of the Tom Segura thing, which I don't want to get into the weeds on.
Oh,
it, but like,
I watched that video the other day.
It's one of the worst videos. If you've not seen it, I don't think we should link to it because it's probably the most graphic
Google
video.
Google it on your own.
He was literally, it's a stupid injury. He's a grown ass man in his 40s probably. And him and the buddies are all like doing a dunk contest. He goes up to dunk and he comes down. He shatters most of the bones in his body.
Oh my God.
Like his leg is shattered, I know.
What?
I know he broke ribs and he might have broken an arm as well.
Is this recent? Mm.
Yeah, it was within the last couple of years. I mean, it's one of the worst videos you'll ever watch because he's visibly broken on the ground. And I do remember like the trauma doctor at the hospital who was going to do surgery on him was like, car accident? He's like, dunk contest.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could watch this video.
It's really disturbing.
It's always trying to do something like when you were a kid, because I had the same thing happened when I tried to skateboard again.
Yeah.
Right, because he fell on his arm.
Oh,
and
God.
His leg like never really left the floor.
Nope.
It just like stayed. Yeah. Yep.
What do you mean?
You got to watch the video.
It's brutal.
No.
Strap her down. Make her watch the video. All right. If you've been hurt in a stupid way, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about the dumb ways you've hurt yourself. Stupid injuries. Dylan?
Hey-o. Yeah, stupid injury right here. I was 19. I was in college. And they had set up a big bouncy castle because we're all just giant kids. And I jumped headfirst into it and fractured my C5 vertebrae. So I broke
my
neck.
Gosh.
Like you like broke your neck.
Oh yeah.
And are you okay now? Can you walk?
Oh yeah, for sure. I had like numbness on like
you
I lost
say.
A feeling on kind of like the right side of my body, like arms and back and chest for a while. Eventually like the nerves kind of did their thing and it came back mostly, but I'm basically fine.
Do you remember being young and just assuming if you broke your neck, you're just immediately dead?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like eternal.
I still live
internal
that way.
Peyton Manning
whatever.
Broke his neck and won a Super Bowl after.
Mm. Okay. And he's an outlier. That doesn't always happen.
Yeah. Gosh.
Well, Dylan's calling a radio show after breaking
true,
his neck.
Yeah. Dylan, you in or out for my birthday party? There's a bouncy house.
Oh, my God.
Hard out.
Okay. Thank you, Dylan. Chris?
Yay.
Stupid injury. What happened?
I actually had two in one day at the same place.
Okay. What happened?
I was like 8 years old or so. My dad was a baseball coach, and they were building brand new dugouts. And first one was I was playing tag with some of my friends, and I closed the dugout.
And you...
and then...
Darth Vader or something.
What just happened? You did what to yourself? Did you say you clotheslined yourself?
I did.
Oh.
Chris, I wish you knew the sound that we
heard. Yeah, it was an amazing thing. Go back, go on the Audacy app later, A-U-D-A-C-Y, yeah. and just listen to this whole thing, because yeah. what happened in the middle is inexplicable.
And then it was later on in the day, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. And then it was later on in the day that my dad asked me to carry some baseball helmet. Get my fuck out.
I'm going to pee my pants.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was later on in the day, my dad asked me to carry some helmets to the dugout, and I put them in the dugout and stood up and cucked my head open on the bat rack.
Chris!
Oh, oh my God.
That is horrifying. Thank you, Chris.
Because we have a lot of great horned owls in our neighborhood.
Now somebody's just having their own conversation. Suzanne?
Yay!
Stupid injury. What happened?
Okay, so I moved to this house in Colorado in 2020 to join my husband now. And I have three cats, and he has a German Shepherd. And the German Shepherd was to stay upstairs, and the cat's downstairs because there's a giant doggy door.
Okay.
And we have great horned owls that eat just about everything in our area. So
So you wanted the cats to go out?
No, do not want the cats to go out.
Gotcha. Yeah, because they'll be eaten by an owl.
Great horned owl.
Exactly. Anyway, so I was coming.
By the way, I just want everyone to know, I have to interrupt. Nothing is real. This is the Matrix. This morning, my algorithm showed me owls attacking cats and cats fighting back.
What?
I literally watched owls attacking cats videos this morning.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. The cats are like, no, not today. And beating the living crap. Like taking the owl out.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
It's okay. Actually, I had lived in the Pacific Northwest and had a cat eaten by a great horned owl.
Oh,
so I was hyper freaked out and vigilant about it. And so I'm coming up the stairs, and my big guy, Jai, he's 15 pounds, he's kind of racing me, and I'm trying to say, no, 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 no. And I open the door, and I try to close it before even I got through, and I smashed myself in the eye with the doorknob.
Oh,
Did you have a black eye?
That's awesome.
Oh, so bad. I had to. Yeah, people would look at me and I'd say, "You should see the other guy."
Like, it's a door.
Thank you, Suzanne. You guys have a sound effect you want to hear in this next one?
Or I'm literally going to pee my pants if you keep doing
Samantha.
Yeah.
Stupid injury. What happened?
Okay, so basically, I was late for school, and I was running out to my friend's dad's car.
Sorry.
I was kind of like trying to... What?
Nothing. It's just me. I'm ruining everybody's stories today.
It's okay. But I tried to like jump into the car and like Superman into it, like kind of like how Superman does.
Superman doesn't need a car, he flies.
My forehead on the car.
You did what now?
I like jumped, and it was kind of like a Superman dive into the car.
Yeah, I get you.
But then I smacked my forehead on the top of the car and got concussed. So yeah.
Okay. So you weren't low enough to jump in.
I could see how that could happen.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Very little like Superman.
Yeah.
Who cannot be concussed? Just FYI, Bill.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Stupid injury.
Oh, slacker, you know this one. Flip-flops and utility knife.
What?
And what did you do with them?
You guys hang out on Friday night or something? What's going on?
What did you do with them? Utility knife?
I was in summertime. I was fixing something in the backyard. My wife just went out for dinner. I was getting ready to take my two young kids out to dinner, and I was like, oh, let me fix this sprinkler system real quick. And I went to cut the sprinkler, and I cut my foot and hit the artery in the foot, and it was just gushing blood left and right.
And your young kids can't drive you?
Nope. They're just sitting there.
No, I was all by myself. I'm like, what do I do? Duct tape. Okay. Duct tape works, so I never got it fixed.
I know that exact injury. Duct tape, and you just go.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
An artery,
all right, let me hurry through this.
I was wearing flip-flops. Yeah, not fun.
Yeah, flip-flops.
Yeah, been that's there. The first crime right there.
Okay. Thank you for the call, man. Nicole?
Yay.
Stupid injury.
Well, I was holding a really big knife. And I was about to chop a watermelon, and my friend said, I bet you cannot chop that in one single chop. And I said, watch me.
Hold my beer.
I said, no. Hi-ya. And I smashed down, and I did it in one single chop, but I caught the glass on the other side, broke it everywhere, and almost severed my finger off.
Nicole, did you give a more impassioned hi-ya when you did it for real?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I have a little bit of a dilemma on my hands for when I go back to my hometown for the holidays. Or for Christmas. I'm only there a couple days. I have a tradition, and I need everyone's opinion on this. I have a tradition with my high school girlfriends. We used to do Secret Santa, and we would have a party, and we would all...
Still?
Right. We did it for like 15 years straight.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool, actually.
We have now this year switched to White Elephant, so it's a little less like you got to...
Pick for know somebody.
If you're going to be there, pick for somebody. It's going to be while I'm home.
Okay.
But I run into this problem now where I bring Dane home.
Oh.
And I'm just supposed to leave. And like, I love my high school girlfriends very much if they hear this somehow.
Wait, this is, you're not allowed to bring anybody?
You don't bring your boyfriends or husbands. You don't bring your kids. Oh. And I feel we are at an age where it's time to bring everyone.
So
there are
so
many kids in this group now, and my only chance to see them too would be this event, probably.
Mm. Yeah, shouldn't there be like a kid and...
It does change the dynamic, though.
Table
couldn't we just like send them into the other room while we do the gift part or something?
You know it doesn't work like that, though.
I know it doesn't work like that.
You bring, you like, let's say AHAC has a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hazel and Leo are going to be interrupting her 100 times. They're going to be like, mom, mom.
But
no matter what, no matter how great of a dad you are, they want to show mom something.
I would probably be interrupting too with this. Hey, Hazel says she needs a snack, or is that in this bag, or would you?
But
or whatever,
I would love that. I never get to see, I rarely get to see the girls now, and I rarely, almost never get to see the husbands and kids. And I'm like, guys, we are solidly in our 30s. Let's do a party where we all get to see each other. I'm friends with the husbands, but I don't get to see them. And I am one of the only ones not married long term now. So I can't, I'm not going to leave Dane just to fend for himself in a random town he doesn't know.
With who? Like your parents?
Like with my dad, maybe, but it's like sometimes my dad is busy and then he's just
that's
like.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
What?
You know,
that's husband 101 is hanging out with the in-laws.
Not he's unattended. You don't just abandon.
Oh, yeah.
But for multiple hours for me to go to this thing.
Especially for a big holiday.
Right.
Because I was thinking like Galentine's Day, you do kind of do that.
Totally.
And that's expected.
But you're not
like,
traveling.
For how long?
Well, it's just like you go to dinner, you're with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
You do like you make chocolate fondue or something.
What day is
together.
Galentine's Day?
Valentine's.
Oh.
No, you can't do it on Valentine's if with your married friends.
I literally thought you meant you didn't know what holiday it was attached to.
No, I was like, do you do it on a day? Or do you do it on the 13th or the 15th or something? You do it like
usually
the day before.
Usually the 13th,
That's Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Hirsch on the 13th.
Okay.
But yeah, that's like you're not traveling for it.
Yeah.
But like, if it was here, oh, I don't care. I would go. But I'm in this predicament where I feel like I'm the friend who's like, but I always need to have my fiance around. But it's like, no, he just isn't from here. And a lot of the girls' husbands are from our same town. That's the other problem.
Oh.
So it's no big deal so that
they just
left
stay
their
home.
Yes.
And he would be stuck.
And
look,
for 45 minutes, no problem. For an hour, no problem. And when it starts to get into that like 2 hour range, it's
and
like.
This is a 2 hour thing.
Oh, this would maybe be a 4 hour thing.
Yeah.
I can't go.
It sounded like they're trying to get away from their husbands, like specifically.
I don't feel that way. Like, yes.
You can't go.
I don't think I can go.
You can leave Dane. He's it's time. It's time. He's got to.
Well, I mean, he's done stuff alone with my parents. That's
yeah.
Weird,
yeah.
But it is just like, but aren't we at the age where we can just family party this?
So what are you asking? Are you asking?
Am I crazy for wanting to make this a family event?
No, because yeah. Haven't you also said that this might be the last year of this Christmas tradition? Because you and Dane went to do your own thing.
Possibly.
So I may maybe not that go goes back. Both ways then, yeah. Where it's like, this is the last one with your family or this is the last one with your friends.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go back at some point, but.
I just don't like it. It just feels, so all these people are happily married?
All, I mean, we have like two in a group of 15 girls. I think there are two girls who are single. And maybe so, two additional who aren't married.
I don't know. I understand TX giving me this crusty, like, I'm not saying her man is incapable of being alone or being saddled with the horrifying people that are her parents.
They're lovely.
Sure. I just think it's rude. I just think it's.
And we're like, there for four nights and I'm just going to leave him on one of them.
And then you come back just tipsy and right. Like.
Ready to go to bed.
Right. And it's like, okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Like it's, you're ruining. You're only there for a couple of days. And one of the days you're right. Leaving him alone. I think you either need to force the issue and force your friends or you just miss the party.
I tried to force it last year. It did not go in my favor. Oh, wow. I don't think I can try again.
Even with that many, because if there's 50, I can understand if a couple of the women are single, then yes. You don't want to make them feel it. But with 15, now you've got 28 people there. Right. You're not going to notice who's alone. You know, like yeah. They're not going to stand out.
And the
out,
single girls are friends with all the guys too. It makes no sense to me.
Do you trust them if you don't go? Like, will it become a bash Erica?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I care anymore. I'm at the age where I'm like, go for it. I have like really? So much more in my life.
Oh my God, I would attend just to make sure they didn't do that.
No. Oh,
I'm
no.
So insecure.
If you leave God. Dane back behind with your family, that's definitely what it's going to turn into. So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. TX just said the most one, and I'm not ready, but I can, okay. Oh. Is it what we think it is?
Yes, it is.
It is? Okay, well, what's that?
Best day of my life.
But sing a song or something.
Like,
what is this called?
What?
It's gonna be the best day of my life. Because it's your best.
You don't know what it's called?
It's controversial rankings, right?
Yes.
I don't have the thing for
it. What are you talking about? Yes, you do.
But it's not. Okay. Do you want me to explain?
Maybe we should move it somewhere easier to find.
No.
Do you guys understand how the radio station works? You know what I want to do? You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to pick a day.
No!
I'd like to pick a day where each one of you sits where I sit.
No.
And has to keep these balls and plates on their little sticks in the air like a magic little seal that I am.
I haven't said anything about it, so.
Aaron, you are excused from duty.
I will get fired.
You snot-nosed brat.
I will get fired.
Great.
Because everything will break.
Great.
He says dumb things, but this is dumbers. He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's THAC's Controversial Rankings.
We really got to learn that one.
I'm very excited about this because this is an exclusive. The first time we've ever done this.
Well, all of them are kind of exclusive because they've been as dumb as bread.
But this is the first time that we're going to revisit a list. Last year.
Okay. I have not stopped thinking about last year's this whole time because of number one. Every time I see what was
last
number one.
Last year's what? The Christmas treats?
Yes.
Christmas treats.
Yes. I have not stopped thinking about it.
Okay. I think I remember listening to this prior to being on the show and being very upset with you over number one.
Now,
hold on. Johnny, no long or short term memory over here. Do you?
He had them on his kitchen island when we went over to take the pajama pictures. They were there. And I was
whatever
like,
his number one treat was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, we're revisiting it. But they are new rankings. They are updated for this year.
So the Slacker Show research team, not scientists.
Right. Well, some are in school, but
has come up. Was the reason we went back because like Aaron, there was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of people who were like, your number one is dumb as hell.
There was pushback, but also the times change.
Yeah.
The numbers change. They need recrunching every year. So first off, I have two things that fell off of the list.
Oh, okay.
From last year.
So refresh my memory. These are things you eat during
things
Christmas.
You enjoy. Treats you enjoy. During the Christmas season.
It sounds like you expanded it a little bit. I thought it was just treats last year, no?
It is treats. Treats.
But it's not, things you enjoy. So to me it was like...
Because he said eat.
It's not
always
a turkey.
Eat. No. There might be drinks on the list as well. The things you enjoy during the Christmas
like
season.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
So it is just not Christmas treats.
Christmas treats.
Okay. Yes.
Do we want to spoil what the number one last year was?
Has it changed?
We'll see.
I don't think we should... I guess we could say what it was last
year. People were so mad last year. I don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
Were they all sweet or were they some sweet and savory?
So dumb last year?
I don't think it was dumb because here I am seeing it all the time and it makes me happy every time I see them.
Can I say what I think it was?
Okay.
Was it red and green M&Ms?
Red and green M&Ms was number one last year.
I remember wanting to punch you
Worst thing.
No, there's nothing. It's a classic. You see them and you're
yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They taste the same.
It doesn't matter. They're red and green together in one bowl and it's just so jolly.
Thank you. A holiday
Aaron
party without them.
Lost the plot.
What?
I haven't been able to stop thinking about them since last year.
What's going on over there?
Nothing.
No, tell me what's going on. Did he pay you? Did he drug you?
No.
Yeah.
Is he holding someone you care about hostage?
No.
What is going on? Red and green M&Ms is the dumbest choice.
It
better be one of the ones.
And it's so classic.
Thank you.
You know what red and green M&Ms taste like? Yellow and blue M&Ms.
That's exactly the colors I was thinking.
Okay.
God, we're
is there insane. Something going on over here?
We're synergized.
Are you on drugs?
All right, so it's
so first off,
treats.
Yes. So what fell off the list from last year? Number 9 was sugar plums and did not make the list this year. Sugar plums.
Because you never
had more sugar plums.
Have we figured out what those are?
We haven't.
That was
it's
the
like,
main
isn't
reason.
Isn't that in a Pink Floyd song
sugar
or something?
Sugar plum fairies.
Yeah, everyone knows the fairies, but not really the food.
It's a traditional old-fashioned candy made by coating a seed, nut, spice, or piece of dried fruit, like a cherry or prune, in many layers of hard sugar through panning.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
Yeah. So it's off the list this year. And also a heavy hitter from last year. Number four, which is pretty high up.
Yeah.
The Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes are off the list.
I've seen a lot of data around that this year.
I have seen
data.
Data. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Either where?
Oh, everywhere. Lots of
people like
reels.
It?
Well, there's big ones. There's little ones. There's people angry about them.
But they there's just people taste- making them at home, making them gluten free.
Yeah. And to be honest, I haven't seen them in the stores yet.
Wow.
What?
So unable to get a good reading. They're off the list from four to off the list.
Okay.
We'll start at number 10.
Nope. We've run out of time. Okay. I got to say, this might be the first three consecutive radio break controversial rankings because we've already taken so much time.
Number one.
Okay.
I mean,
get started
again.
I may have to stop you at seven.
Number 10 is even. It was number 10 last year. Candy canes.
Yeah.
Pretty terrible overall. Really only good for putting on the tree. And it's nostalgic. It's a classic. So it deserves a spot. But
don't say they're bad.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're not your top choice.
Yeah.
When you're going through the candy in a stocking, I'm not picking a candy cane. I'm probably cracking it open right there and eating it.
100%.
Really?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. And I'm just, I suck on it until it's like a shiv.
And then you just kill someone.
Stab. Anybody who goes red and green M&Ms are great. You stab them in the jugular and let them bleed out.
It did get some negative points for violence.
Right.
On the left.
Right. Okay.
On the
Can I just, as long as we're just going to extend this thing in perpetuity, I just saw a video. I don't know what it is. You guys have probably seen this couple, but I'm brand new to it. It's this guy who kind of cooks, but his girlfriend or wife films him. But she's got this voice and she's just always like, oh my God, that's so amazing.
No.
Never.
It's like a fun little couple. And like he melted a bunch of the little peppermint discs.
Yeah. Okay.
Like on a pizza stone and made a bowl out of that, which was dope. But then he put butter in a pan and put popcorn in the pan and put some of the peppermint things in there. And then it all popped and some of the kernels were like reddish. So it was like peppermint popcorn. And then he served it in the bowl that he made out of the things.
That's cute.
Are you okay?
It just looked so good that like thinking about candy canes makes me want peppermint popcorn.
I have peppermint almonds in my office.
Say less, get out of the room, come back with nothing less than peppermint almonds and keep, you know what you also have?
Okay.
You have Halloween candy that's regular M&Ms and it tastes exactly like red and green.
Yeah. Are there Halloween M&Ms?
They're just mini M&Ms.
That's exactly my point. They don't make special ones for Halloween, but they do for Christmas.
They do for Easter. They do for
Easter. And those ones are great too because they're pretty pastels.
You can get your name on some of them.
You guys, for real, this is going to be the world's longest controversial rankings.
Number nine. Which fell from 8 to 9, fell a spot, gingerbread. Kind of out this year.
Should
a little
be off the list.
Gingerbread in general, the house or just anything gingery?
You got to put them together because there's the gingerbread men, gingerbread women. There's also
gingerbread
the houses,
children.
Gingerbread. Yeah, you can make whatever, gingerbread mousse. I don't know, whatever. But
ginger snap cookies.
Yes.
That's but not gingerbread.
All
That's
gingerbread.
That's totally different. And the, oh my God, here comes my 90th tangent. The ginger snaps at World Market.
Oh, World Market.
They're in a red tin.
World Market.
And they're like little. They're so
look,
thick.
I'll
oh
take
my God,
a ginger
I'm
going to
buy them tonight.
I don't want a gingerbread.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Right, hey.
Well, then Erica's right. It fell a spot. And I'm glad you brought up World Market. It's going to get another mention.
Oh.
Number 8, which fell from 7 to 8, peppermint bark.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's pretty good when the big chunks of it,
that
you know, the
higher.
White.
Is it dark chocolate or milk chocolate? It's always dark chocolate on the peppermint bark, and I don't like it.
I think
it.
It's milk. I think I've seen both. I don't remember which one I like more.
It always seems very dark, and I know dark chocolate is better for you. Blech. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate.
Have you guys ever had the Williams Sonoma peppermint bark?
No.
No.
It's so good.
I'm going to World Market. You get your ass to Williams Sonoma.
I don't
Aaron,
even know.
Go get me the almonds. Everybody, we meet back here in 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's not gonna work.
So we got three done right there?
Yes.
We'll complete this list tomorrow.
No.
We'll get as far as we can coming up next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The question that I have, we're in the middle of a controversial ranking, and it took so long, I think we have to reset and play the song again.
No.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data, he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists, and he gets real mad when you call his list.
It's TX controversial rankings.
Well, we learned it already.
We did.
Yay.
He's doing Christmas treats. No, no, no. Stop your angry text. This isn't a repeat from last year, right. Moron. He has updated the list.
I have. Yep. Sugar plums fell off from last year. So did the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. If anyone's seen them in any stores, please text in. Because I
even
have
if you
not
see
them
in the
yet.
Store, the reason they're in the store is because nobody bought them.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Number 10 was candy canes. That remained even. Okay. Gingerbread fell from 8 to 9, and peppermint bark fell from 7 to 8. Those okay. are the bottom three of the updated list.
Okay. Last year, was it all edible?
Yes.
Okay. And this year, you're saying there may be some dark horses coming in.
It's all edible. You just keep saying food, and there may be a drink on the list.
Was there a drink last year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not edible. That's drinkable.
It's edible.
You don't call a drink edible.
Okay,
you know
but
we
it
were
going
to try
is.
To power through
hey man,
and
just
get
let
them all
go.
Done? You don't call a drink edible. Is that, do you really call that an edible?
I'm just saying it won't kill you. Edible means it won't kill you.
Well, that's not what it means. It means
it's
you eat
eatable.
It. Eat okay. Ed. Okay. Edible.
Number 7. Our first new entry to the rankings.
Let's go.
Figgy pudding.
Get out of here.
Dude.
Get out of here.
I know. It seems shocking.
Do you know what it's called? It's called controversial ranking. So
I know.
Sometimes he's the guy doing the controversy for controversies.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Uh-huh. And bring it right here. Does it sound like they're confused about their feelings about figgy pudding?
Why did you just sing at us like we were so stupid?
That song... After crunching the numbers, is enough to give it the number 7 spot.
Figgy pudding looks disgusting.
It kind of looks like a fruitcake.
Yeah.
But I also am, I think that was my first time hearing that verse of that song.
What?
Oh, no, that's definitely in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I just, some figgy pudding.
They're very, very direct.
Yeah.
Bring it now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. It sounds good, though. It has like orange and raisins.
It does not sound good.
Okay, I have to interrupt. We have breaking news.
What?
There's breaking news. There is an outbreak of old women being run over by reindeer.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Sing it out of your mouth. He's going stupid.
You don't just use a song as evidence. No grandma's ever been run over by a reindeer, and no child ever said, bring us some figgy pudding. You... Oh my God, that was close.
You almost said it. You almost
said it three times in the song. That song is
in a song from 19.
More often than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer because.
I don't even know what song that is.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Have you had figgy pudding?
No.
Yeah, exactly. It has the Slacker Show research team. I bet not.
It's why it's shocking.
303-222-5423. If you would like TAC removed, if you'd like to comment on figgy pudding, this is your spot. That's the most controversial thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
It's also known as Christmas pudding if you haven't heard of figgy pudding.
So. Okay.
Seems like a pretty big bar. Okay. Number 6. I'm glad we can all agree. Moving on to number 6.
Who agreed?
This is the biggest drop that we've seen in the list.
No. I really hope it's the M&Ms.
No.
This was number 2 last year.
Hot chocolate?
And now it's 6. The Reese's peanut butter tree.
I need you. No. I need you to go.
Our data, I know. No. The data shows everyone overdid it on bats and pumpkins this year.
No, only had like 3.
And the movement's been slower on the trees this year.
No,
I'm here to tell
the numbers.
No, they
even have like little Santas or like the people. Or maybe they're
so maybe they've increased characters and the trees have fallen.
Diluted the brand a little bit. Diluted the brand.
I think it's fine.
I hate you, by the way.
It's more options for me. So.
I don't know that I'm gonna participate anymore.
I don't
remember
know that
how
I, can
I was
survive.
Coming around to this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think his controversial rankings might be something we need to do on the show more often. This is the last one. I truly believe this is the last one.
I usually love this, but
dude, you've overthought the controversial part of it.
I don't
and now you're just
I
you're
crunched.
Ranking
Okay. I crunched the numbers.
What number are you on
list,
right now? What
that was number
on?
6. If it was my list, it would be different, but I'm here to just...
Right.
I love that when he does the whole, oh my God, it's out of my hand.
Hey guys, do you want to rank T-Hacks
Controversial.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. There might be a year in review coming up. Okay. Right. That's not terrible.
We're in the top five. This rose from 6 to 5. It's good to see him in the top half. Hershey's Kisses.
Okay.
I usually like you.
The commercial's iconic.
The commercials.
The
hello.
Bells.
It's a regular kiss.
But it's not because they're red.
And he does the.
Green. Oh my God. What are you talking about? I've never seen this commercial.
Yes, you have.
Where the kisses
yes, have. And they're doing that. They're like the hand bells.
Yeah.
And they're like. Bung, bung.
But they don't make that noise in real life.
No, they
but
don't. And they just taste like a regular kiss. There's nothing Christmas about them other than they change the color of the packaging.
The peppermint ones are different.
Those are so good.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
I know.
He just said
Hershey's.
Hershey's Kisses. Three of the four knew the commercial. Text in if you know the commercial. Number
303-222-5423. I'm the one in charge of keeping the show moving forward. And okay. I've allowed you this much rope. I think we're going to have to end it here.
No.
And people will have to get the other five or four somewhere else.
There's four more.
How about you get your own damn radio show? Okay. And then you can do the rest of your stupid list there. You want to do it that way?
It's data driven, first of all.
Here's the thing. He's already told us which things fall off, right?
Right.
So that means so far he's got stupid things in there and he just put kisses in there. M&M's is still coming, which is going to upset you and I.
I do recognize the commercial.
Yeah.
There also, I said two things fell off. So far, only one new addition. Right. So that means there's still a new.
Yeah, but you're still going to leave M&M's in there with kisses. Kisses should have fallen off.
I'm not doing anything. Okay. The data is bearing it out, and I'm reporting it.
If 50 people say keep going at 303-222-5423, we'll keep going.
Okay.
Otherwise, T-Hack,
come on, B.
Pack your crap.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Enough people said they wanted to hear the rest.
So. Yeah. Yes.
So it's the end of the.
I know two out of the four.
He says, no, we can't.
But this is dumbers. He says he's got data. He's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when you call these lists.
It's T-Hack's controversial rankings.
Do the quick recap.
These are the Christmas treats, the updated version. Sugar plums and Little Debbie Christmas trees cakes fell off from last year. 10 was candy canes. 9, gingerbread, peppermint bark at 8. A new addition at number 7 with figgy pudding.
Oh my gosh, that's I'm angry people, all over again.
People are up in arms about that one.
Okay, I didn't write the song. Number 6 was the Reese's peanut butter trees.
Should be higher.
That is
the song isn't data.
The song
we
is
wish
not
you
data.
A Merry Christmas, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it right here is what they say. They're very very aggressive. And number 5 was the Hershey's Kisses from the famous commercial.
Right. Which I do know.
So like by this math, it's like, oh, Jersey Mike's has a new red or green wrap around right. their sandwiches. Oh, Jersey Mike's made the list because they're wrapping them in red or green. It's still the same Jersey Mike's. Yes, kisses are good. Yes, M&M's are good. They're not better when they're red or green. Especially with the kisses because it's just the foil. It's just the foil.
That commercial first aired in 1989. Wow. If Jersey Mike's brings out the red wrapping paper for over... that much.
That's like 35 years.
I'm sorry. Did anyone notice what just happened there? However long that was that he couldn't do the math. This is the man we trust to crunch the numbers. Oh, he doesn't know how far 89 to 2025
is. The research
I only
team.
Know 89 was nearly 36 years ago because mm-hmm. of
36.
Taylor Swift.
Okay. Once you've hit 30 plus years, you belong on the list. Number 4. Up from 5 to 4, Christmas cookies.
And then he does something like that, which is just such a wide swath.
You mean like the decorated ones?
Yeah, of course.
The
ones with Christmas cookies.
My mom is like a master cookie decorator. I should have had her bring some.
Oh, they're so good.
You guys want me to bring some of my cookies in?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I make a peanut butter cookie with a Snickers inside. Which
Snickers? Not a Hershey's
kiss? Oh, not a kiss on top?
It's not red or green. What do you have on Erin? You've got something on her.
Yeah.
You've got naughty pictures of her or something. Because she should not be on your team.
Erin respects that I'm just here trying to tell the truth and I'm being personally attacked when it's not my personal feelings. And I think she understands that.
Erin, is that accurate?
For the most part, this list I resonate with the most. I do think the Reese's one should be higher up, but far higher.
And about the figgy pudding?
It's called Christmas pudding.
Oh my gosh, Erin, get out. I've kicked everyone out now.
Okay, all right.
Number three, our final new edition.
I forgot. What was four?
Oh, no. Four was Christmas cookies.
Oh, right, just the generic iced ones that you decorate at home. Okay, cool.
No, that means M&M's is still in the top two.
Oh my God, I'm going to...
A new edition, the previously mentioned World Market. That was like 3 hours ago, I think, when
and it didn't even make the thing. It's their ginger snap cookies are the bomb. Yes. If you've never had them, just leave one container for me. Where's the closest one to here? Park Meadows?
Probably. You don't know to here.
Yeah, there's one down there.
Yeah, right by Guitar Center. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys.
Yeah,
okay. Back to...
Okay, number three.
I just need one tin of the damn things.
A new ad. I'm glad you're bringing up the word tin because this is... The Danish butter cookie, round blue tin.
Yeah.
And there are layers and layers of them.
Oh!
Oh my God.
That was maybe a personal feeling. I shouldn't disclaim that.
Yeah.
Are they just the butter cookie, though? None of them have any other flavor, right? They're just different shapes.
We just learned too much about these.
Some are like coated in sprinkles, right?
Yeah.
The, like, they all kind of have
the sugar. The
I think I ate 100 of them.
Like
last
you could
year.
Eat a layer. You sit there and you're like, oh man, I might as well eat these last six to get down to the next layer down.
Exactly. And we've recently started to go to World Market and get the real deal, actual from Holland or whatever. Like
it's you'll life never go changing.
Back. Yes.
World Market. I can look at TF.
I know because he's actually dug himself out of a little hole right here.
Right.
But the next two are just going to make us all like. World Market, you owe us some money because we've just given you plugs out the wazoo. Yeah, drop some cookies. Yeah.
We're on our third blue tin for this season.
Right? Wow. Oh.
Number two, which rose from 3 to 2 last year.
Yeah. Oh, my.
You remember?
I know that,
you're telling me.
He's leaving it. Yeah, it's...
Hot cocoa at number two.
I respect that, but I don't respect what's about to happen.
What's Christmas without hot cocoa?
No, you know what? There's so many... Do you know how many people do like that? What's it called? The wassail or whatever?
Huh?
It's like or the mulled wine.
Yes.
Where you just like warm stuff up and it's just like, or the cider, like, and you're just like,
hot
and
apple
the carolers
cider.
Come out. Yes. And you like, and even at your house, you do the hot apple cider and then you had like caramel vodka or something that day.
We did.
Oh my God, it was so good.
A little caramel vodka, yes.
But instead, you got hot chocolate, like I'm five.
Well,
the wassailing and the hot cider leans a little fall. For the numbers, it leans a little fall. It's in between, just not enough to rank on either, unfortunately.
Yeah, and hot chocolate you only drink at Christmas.
Well, we have run out of time, so we all know what number one is, and I don't want to hear you say it.
The most classic holiday treat of all time.
What is wrong with you?
It's not Christmas without this. You go to a Christmas party and they don't have. Imagine them putting out the regular version of these.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Imagine them putting out these.
Thank you.
Period.
Another iconic commercial.
Yes.
Really?
Santa?
He does exist. They do exist.
Number one, the defending number one repeats from last year.
Woo!
The red and green M&Ms.
Bye!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a typical assault case with an atypical weapon.
Okay.
Yeah. You like that? Mm,
yeah.
Nearly also have that as well, but just be prepared to be shocked.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of China. Okay,
nobody can do the accent. Let's go.
A homeowner in China is dealing with a really, really, really bizarre sort of vandalism.
Okay.
To the point where, you know, this kept happening. He had to install a surveillance camera.
Ooh.
And the results of that were odd. The problem is someone was repeatedly covering his front door in poop.
Oh, my gosh.
Were they bringing it? In a bucket, or were they bringing it in its original container?
When he installed the surveillance camera, he captured footage of several smearings, as he called it.
Smearings.
And they were done by what appeared to be a woman, which is pretty odd.
Sure.
And in each
case... Why is that odd? Don't you poop?
Women just don't poop smear.
Yeah.
My wife never wants to come with me when I'm going around the neighborhood.
Also, the woman's face was hidden behind a mask, sunglasses, or an umbrella in every single smearing.
So she's just coming by and...
Right, like, well,
but it doesn't say if she has a... Is she bringing it in a Tupperware?
I don't know.
Or is she just got one in the chamber? Like,
weirdly, I would hope she's bringing it in a Tupperware.
Yeah, but if you want it in its most smearable form...
Yep, I'm done with you. Why did I make this story?
Well, I'll do the number two story. My story is out of Florida! Let's go! Let's go! An argument between two women in Pompano Beach, Florida. One woman doesn't even say what they were arguing about. But one woman just got tired of it and decided to throw chicken. Yep. She threw, it wasn't a live chicken, it was a piece of chicken into the other woman's face.
Ooh.
Okay. That wasn't enough, so she went upstairs and grabbed a chicken knife. And, not a chicken knife, a kitchen knife.
Okay. I was like, what is that?
A chicken knife! Yeah, you know, one of them special chicken knives!
Oh my gosh.
She grabbed a kitchen knife and used it to threaten the same victim. Eventually, the police were called and they, apparently, it's illegal to throw the chicken and the kitchen knife.
What do you think would make you more mad? Chicken thrown at you or being threatened with a knife?
I think it's the chicken.
Yeah, somehow.
I'd go poop on the door.
Well, that's fair.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.